Y'all, Blog Talk Radio.
I'm starting.
My name is Timmy Tayo, guys. That was Deanna.
Yeah.
Like, interrupt. We have,
Name Kevin.
Sam.
Claire.
Hey, Matt.
Indiana, as Kim Warden previously stated.
Oh, we already got a caller in. Hold
up. Hold on a second.
Let's let them know
we're discussing first.
Caller, we're discussing relationships, and we're talking in the context of interracial.
Married couples.
LGBT. Thank you for interrupting once again.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I'm
going to
kick your ass.
You can say ASCII. This is a rated R talk blog radio show.
All right.
Okay. So, LGBTQ relationships.
Mm-hmm. Interracial.
Interracial.
And married couples.
And married couples.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the callers how they would call in?
Well, the call number is 347-934-0754. Once again, that's 374-934-0754.
Did you say 347?
I said 347.
Okay, good.
Here we go. Give us a call. Ask us any questions you have. But, you know, just listen to us for a little bit. We're going to be talking about... What do we want to start with? Let's talk about interracial, right?
No, we want to start about marriage. We want to start with marriage. I'm not big-mouthed at all. I wasn't talking the last show. Okay. Well, interracial relationships. How do you guys feel about them? I feel that they can happen. I feel like they can work. It just takes a lot to make it work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've learned, it's more about standpoint and understanding of the different person. Because you have different cultural backgrounds, there's a lot of different mixed feelings that you can
have. Let me ask you a question.
No, don't ask me the question, but ask.
So what makes an intercultural relationship different than a same culture relationship?
Same culture.
Why doesn't it work the same?
So same culture relationships, you guys have similar standpoints. So, Matt, you are considered Caucasian, yes?
Yeah.
So if you were to date a Caucasian woman, you wouldn't really have to understand how she feels and what her world perspective is, because you guys have a similar perspective. But if you were to date an African-American woman, there's different struggles and plights that she may go through that you may not understand.
Right.
So what you have to do is you have to understand those and where she stands so that you can...
Well, it sounds like intercultural relationships have, like, more to talk about, like more communication issues, I guess, or even more like...
Well, but that's the thing, is that a lot of people don't have the skills of communications that we do, right? We're communications majors. We study this type of thing, so we know how to communicate. Other people don't know. So if they don't know, they're just going to talk, and why don't you understand me? How come when I go to work and I'm getting, why don't you understand me?
Right.
So I don't know. I don't get that problem.
That's very interesting.
So
are interracial relationships, do they have more problems than...
I would, you know what, I don't have information to back that up, but I would say yes. I mean, yes, because there's also social factors that come into play. Oh, we got a caller. Caller, what's up? Caller, I'm going to make you live in just a moment, caller. Let us know when you're on the air. Caller?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear him.
Caller?
Yes.
What's good?
Yeah.
Oh, who's good?
Hey.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Got questions about interracial relationships, caller?
Interracial relationships, yes. I like interracial relationships. I think they're. I like to see them a lot.
Why do you like to see them a lot? Do you think there's maybe progress in society when you see relationships a lot? Or are you in one? Or what? Is there a self-gratification from that? Or what's going on with interrelationships in yourself? Huh?
I am in an interracial relationship, but I'm...
in an interracial relationship.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest thing for me is just I try and, you know, not see anything. You know, of course, you know, you see color because we have eyes, but I don't understand how you can like one specific race. You know, you just kind of like, I like what I like, and I don't think you should just kind of like pick and choose what you like, if that makes any sense.
Good point, yeah.
So, how many different races have you dated? or if I mean, I know it doesn't matter if anyone's necessarily see color, but other than the race that you're dating at the moment, how many other ones have you dated? And do you see a difference in type of personality or maybe standpoint and, or, you know, mindset?
Or other
the person, either the person's really aggressive. I've been with, you know, multiple people, but the race doesn't define what they are. I think, like, you know, if that person's aggressive, if that person's shy, that person's going to be those ways regardless of their color. So I don't really think that me dating a, you know, Hispanic woman, you know, means she's a certain type of way. You know, because I've dated
another Hispanic. So what about culture? How much does culture play in?
Culture is definitely different, I would say, you know, just going to her house and, you know, watching her family interact and seeing. But it all comes to the same thing, you know, like they're just close-knit, they're just speaking a different language, and they have different things that they practice. So that's just the difference.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, caller, for calling in.
Have
a good night. Now, there was one thing that when it comes to cultures, a lot of different cultures don't really make room for interracial dating. A lot of them stick to their own. And I know you guys see that in, you know, life.
Well, I was going to say he's pretty unique because most people see it. And it lets him affect the way they look at people, the way they date people. So he's unique in his perspective that he tries not to let that impede, you know, his dating. But you know, as he was saying, you know, there's a lot of things to overcome in interracial relationships. So, it's interesting. I like to know, like, do they last? Do they work? Do they not?
They last. They work.
And then, like you said, family. Like,
it
takes culture.
Family overtakes it. Social and family structures, I think.
It's almost like you have to be an outcast if you want to date somebody your family can't.
Yeah, the family has to be really open about it.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Personally, I know, I am, guys, in a interracial relationship, so I know I sound sexy, but please don't call in and ask for my number. currently, I am in an interracial relationship, but my parents have expressed that is not a problem. So I think maybe subconsciously that's made way for me to open up my door as to, you know, who else I'm maybe looking at as far as dating options. But for me, I know it's not a problem.
Cool.
How about any of you guys? Are you guys in any relationships currently or what's going on? Matt, I know you're single, ready to mingle, so call in.
You know what? I'm not single. I was actually talking to the show before this. I was talking about my long-distance girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She lives a few miles away in Manhattan Beach. And we are actually the same culture, same race. But I know my parents wouldn't have an issue if she wasn't.
Have you dated outside of your culture and race?
No.
So then
I have not. So it's hard for me to
really make that assumption.
To relate to this one. Maybe Dee has.
I actually have. My ex-boyfriend I guess it was four or five years, was half African-American. And, you know, me being...
So he was like half like Tiger Woods half or half like...
Blake Griffin half.
Or how about it don't matter, he was black. What
about Hunter half? Because, you know, like...
French.
You think,
French.
Okay. So he was black and white.
Yeah. So, I mean...
How did he identify? That's also a big
question.
It's interesting. I remember one time when I was way younger and way more naive. I made a comment one time saying that he didn't seem black, and it took him to another level.
Yeah.
He was mad.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, whoa, like I never realized that would be something that made him really mad. You know what I mean?
And I'm glad that, you know, you took that notice, because what happens often is people just won't say anything.
Right.
And 4 or 5 years down the line, you mention something. Well, yeah, I mean, I always felt comfortable because you don't seem very black compared to the other people.
Yeah.
And boom, now there's an issue in your relationship.
You know, it's been 4 or 5 years down the line leads us to marriage, which is also our next topic.
Right.
That she has here.
The transition.
What questions are we asking? What topics are we talking about for marriage?
Well, we're going to be talking about married couples today. I mean, we can talk about anything, like as far as what, let's say you and your partner, I guess your husband or wife or whatever you'd like to call it,
mm-hmm.
are gotten into an argument. We're here to talk to you, let's say, about how you can resolve that argument. What's your communication style when it comes to forgiveness. We want to talk about forgiveness because that's a big thing. We touched earlier on cheating and stuff like that, and like we said, in married couples, it's much harder for you to just drop your relationship and drop your marriage, drop your life after a cheating incident. So something like forgiveness can be really important when it comes to...
My opinion on cheating is once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, brother.
I think, you know, once cheating happens, you break off the relationship and you move on. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, easy. What if your girlfriend cheated on you?
I know.
You're planning on marrying your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's tough.
Because what if it happened one night?
She was very drunk and it was just a mistake.
I know. I think I would still go for the old...
No-go.
I think.
What's considered cheating?
That's true. There you go. Good question.
The D and the G...
What?
We're rated R, bro.
We're rated R. I think sex.
Uh-huh. Oh, D. I thought you meant me, because you know you call me D.O.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, having sex with somebody else. Obviously. Yeah, right. No, I think that takes way more of a conscious effort than simply just making out with someone by accident.
Yeah.
Not by accident, I mean, that's conscious effort as well.
I also think that although there may be cheating, because... I think you can work through it. I think there's a way that you can work through it. But I do also believe that working through it is going to be harder than anything you've ever experienced in that relationship, because you've had some type of trust when getting into that relationship. And now that trust has been broken, that you started from, whether it was 5 years, 6 years, or 20 years,
mm-hmm.
you have to start from ground zero below ground zero.
My parents have been married for 30 years, and both of them have cheated on each other in the marriage.
Wow.
So it's like really crazy. And they're mm-hmm. still together. And like we were talking about earlier, the reason they have stayed together, I mean, they do have some love for each other, but it's like for a family and how much they've built together, it's been so difficult to just end it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They, even though there's been so much like trauma and all that in the past, but
mm-hmm.
the forgiveness did lead them to be able to still like coexist and move forward.
I guess sometimes forgiveness can make you a little stronger, but, I mean, you really got to let go.
Because
people, they say they forgive, but they don't forget.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's always...
No conditions.
There's always just like that, you know, that below the belt jab or something.
You always know how much you want to hold on to the relationship when it does happen,
mm-hmm.
I think.
About
what?
Are we talking about married relationships that have kids or without kids?
Well, personally, my parents have divorced, and they were. We got a few callers. Hold on, this is a hot topic. Hold on, we're gonna have caller number one come in.
All right, good.
Caller number one, you are now live. Any questions? What's up? Talk to us.
Hello.
We're talking about married couples. We've touched on some cheating in marriages and how you can get over cheating with or without kids. Do you have any questions in regards to that?
Well, I definitely have some opinions, but I mean, for like the question wise, I feel like that I think it depends, like, on the type of cheating, I guess, that the person does, since this is, like, a married situation. What?
Right.
How can you define cheating for us? When you said you don't know what, it depends on what type of cheating, what do you consider to be cheating?
I mean, it can go, like, emotionally or physically. Emotionally, whether you're, like, talking or texting someone else. Physically, obviously, like, physically cheating on someone. But I feel like some people may get over cheating when children are involved because of the children's sake, and that's not always the best decision.
Yeah.
Because
I think
the kids
brought up a good point about the question.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
But you were saying, Deanna, yes. Yeah.
I think she brought up a good point about emotional versus physical, because that's very true. I mean, an emotional attachment to somebody else while you're in a relationship, that could almost be considered a little bit worse.
Even earlier off air, we were talking about, like, the stripper thing where it's like somebody just rubbing up against you.
Yeah.
You consider that cheating or you don't. And then when it's, you know, in marriage, who knows, like, when that happens, I wonder how they deal with that.
Exactly. We have another caller. Next caller. We are online. What's up, caller? You're on.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
You're
on. Tim.
Oh, what's up?
They got a question for Tim.
Tim.
Let me know.
Tim.
Hit me with some hard questions, girl.
Do I have to ask you a question, or you're asking me a question?
Well, we're actually just having a conversation about, right now what we're talking about is cheating, the different types of cheating, whether it's emotional or physical, and how that affects marriage. And do you hold on to the marriage? Do you let it go?
How do you forgive the person?
Yeah.
I definitely think emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating.
Right. Wow. Interesting.
So then how does that emotional cheating, you know, transpire? Am I just at work talking or confiding in another woman more than I would my girlfriend, because that other girl I'm next to 24/7 because I work there all the time, or what are you calling that?
No, there's feelings. You could feel some kind of way.
I feel like it's more on a girl perspective, because on a guy perspective, as for me, I feel like physical cheating is more like an issue for me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it could be definitely a gender thing.
For physical cheating, it could be like a temp, like, it could just fill your need for that very moment, and you might really not, like, if it's an ongoing physical thing, it's eventually going to turn into an emotional thing. Do you get what I'm saying? But if it's strictly physical, I'm sure it's like hit it, quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, thanks, caller. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
I think that's kind of crazy. However, I don't think that there's much of a difference. I believe cheating is cheating at
right.
the end of the day, emotional or physical.
But she made a very good point about that whole, like, yeah, I mean, I think that even if it was a hit it and quit it type of situation, There's obviously still some underlying issues that you need to work out with your partner, because you're obviously not being satisfied as much as you need to be. But the emotional aspect, like, let's say you feel the need to talk to somebody else all the time, you feel this wanting to spend time with another person just as much as you're spending time, or, I mean, even more than you're spending time with your significant other, not even physically acting upon it, I think that could definitely be something that's a little bit more substantial than a hit it and quit.
I agree.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think we should transition to our final topic, which is
the LGBT. So, first question, what is LGBT?
What is it?
LGBT, it could be, say, transgender people, or gay people, bisexual people, or lesbian. And for the Q stands for questioning. So, it could be like someone who is still questioning their sexual gender.
I thought it was queer.
So did I.
Yeah, and it can also stand for queer.
Oh, okay.
So it could be both.
Questioning is a newer term that they're using.
Yeah.
Right, that's amazing.
What's
or anonymous is also new.
Transgender.
And now there's A at the end.
It means
anonymous.
Anonymous.
So you don't have
or to. Or ally. Is it or ally, too? Or am I making
So what are some of the
let's just start with some of the facts right now. For right now, according to Lawrence Kurzett, who is a professor at Communication Studies Department at the Wright State University, he studied one of his research was that average of 50% of gay men and 62% of lesbians are currently in a romantic relationship in the United States, which is mean more than five million couples who are married but living together. So that's one out of nine homosexual couples. So
sorry to cut you off. Since none of us are in this community, is that correct?
Yeah.
Right.
I think we just have to go hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. Well, my brother is gay.
Well, that's good. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. The biggest thing that I can think about when I think about my brother dating and stuff, mm-hmm. I think he's definitely more shy about it. That's for sure. And also, he definitely uses the online stuff. So this would be a good thing for us to incorporate between this certain community as well as the online dating, because I think that that's very popular. Just because I think, which is sad, but I think in a lot of the cases, this community doesn't have the confidence to go out and meet people. Exactly.
It's heterosexual.
So I think that they definitely like to experiment with the online stuff, which also could be kind of problematic because you don't know how safe a lot of those things can be when that's your only resort of
Do we think that's that would probably be a good way to obviously find like your target audience per se, for like a better word, without playing like this trial and error.
Mm-hmm. For sure,
like,
that could be
all,
a problem.
You know, we're all straight here. I could, you know, if you were single, I could just say, hey, what's up? If you were single,
yeah.
I could say, you know, what's
mm-hmm.
up? Right, but it might not be the same for them. They don't know where
no way.
The boundaries they can cross, how far they can go. It's not like
because I have a friend who is gay, and I work with him, and for the most part, there's a community, and a lot of the people that he knows, his gay partner may know, or his gay friend may know, and it's a lot of word of mouth, and because you have similar interests, you find people within the community to talk to. I don't think it may be hush-hush in terms of when we hear about it, because we're all straight. We're not inside the community.
Yeah. Right. No, that makes sense as well. But for the most part, like, when I feel like, as far as for my brother and stuff, like, when they're walking down the street and they see somebody that they think is attractive,
mm-hmm.
I think that it's different for them to automatically be like, oh, they're gay, they're mm-hmm. straight. I can go talk to that person. I can't go talk to that person. That's much more difficult.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen your brother in a relationship?
Yes, he was in a long-term relationship.
And do you think that his relationship is actually better than heterosexual relationship?
No, not necessarily in his specific relationship, just because I think that my brother was kind of struggling to identify himself as gay, even though everybody else, he was in a relationship, like everybody else knew, but I think that it was hard for him to accept it himself.
Right.
I think that the best way, obviously for anything, no matter what your sexuality is, the best thing is to accept it yourself so that other people can accept you for who you are as well.
Yeah.
That's where you have to start.
How was, when your brother like brought it around the family, was that hard? Because I think that'd be hard for me.
No, you know, what was interesting was that I think that he expected it to be a lot harder than it actually was. So he had all of these negative connotations about what it was going to be like. So he always figured that everybody was judging him, when in reality, nobody really was.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, then again, you kind of have to understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Because how can he not have those things in his mind?
That's
sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. It's hard out there. It's not easy, especially being a discriminated community, something that's so, you know, whether it's in the media and songs, you know, in our natural conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're talking about marriage, a lot, you know, with this topic too, like, I mean, do we know of anybody that you know, how have they confronted with this idea that, for example, I mean, you can't get married?
Right.
No, well, I know I have a friend who's gay and married.
Right.
And he traveled to a different state to get married.
Right.
Right.
And I know a lot of people maybe don't have the money to do so, but
should they have to do so? I mean, that's the bigger question.
Yeah, they should be able to just get.
They should be able to just get married. I think because they don't have that option, what happens, and if any callers can call in and let us know, I don't want to be the ambassador.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that option, you work around it, right?
Right.
So you live together, you do this together, you do that together, just because you don't have a marriage license with a lot of couples, or not couples, but straight or heterosexual couples believe is just a paper that the state can take money from.
They're creating their own rules.
You create your own rules, exactly, and you create your own relationship.
Yeah.
But if you think of them like any other kid, you know, boy or girl that was raised, but I mean more on the girl side, right, raised to anticipate that one day they can get married, walk down the aisle,
mm-hmm.
have a partner, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
they all of a sudden have to like surrender that because like
right.
you can't do it.
Right.
And
well,
so where did that put them, you know?
That's a struggle. And it's unfortunate that you don't have that because that's another, you know, way that you're discriminated. But because that's your chosen lifestyle, you have to...
So what I'm trying to get at is that do we think that, like, those relationships tend to be more short-term than long-term because they feel like they just can't see the long-term?
Actually, I read an article about this. So it actually says that homosexual couple are actually better than heterosexual couple in some ways. One of the main reasons is because of their equality, like they have more equal status in their relationship. So that is one thing compared to normal. I mean,
like gender equality or
just equality, like your status.
Okay,
and that is an excellent fact.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, they understand each other. They're coming from the same background. They experience the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
They already have that in common. It's like they're fighting together, so, I mean, it makes them stronger.
As opposed to some of the sex roles, maybe, like,
right.
Man is more, obviously, dominant than woman, and vice versa.
However, I do want to highlight that often there are spoken things in the gay community that may not apply here, but often men who seem to be more feminine than other gay men
mm-hmm.
are definitely criticized in the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we don't want to, you know, block that out.
No, no way. I think that it's an interesting thing to think about because I think that a lot of the time gay men who are considered more masculine
mm-hmm.
probably, I mean, I can see it. I've seen it happen. They kind of shun gay men who are more feminine because they feel that it's giving them a bad rep.
Right.
Like they think that because there are very... what's the word I'm saying? Flamboyant gay men. They think that since that's pretty much the only gay person that's represented in the media.
Mm-hmm.
So the gay men who are more masculine are thinking that's the only thing that a gay man is, and that's a lot of stereotypes. That's how stereotypes are created. So I think that it's natural for a more masculine gay man to kind of feel like they have to shun them because of all the other things that are happening.
And one thing I want you guys to kind of think about is that is it due to the power structure within masculinity and femininity that we just have as a society that gays feel that way? Maybe because I'm more masculine, I'm more, not more better, don't want to say more better, but I'm, you know, stronger, more sought after, and but that's just something for everybody.
Well, that's a lot for everyone to think about. We're gonna have one quick commercial, and this segment has been presented by D's Auto and Body, the only place you can get an oil change and your nails done. Nail and lube.
We just found out that D's Central. I mean, no. D's Auto Body was what?
All right, and to wrap it up, what did we go
over? Okay, I don't believe in titty central.
What did we go over this episode?
So we talked about married couples. We talked about LGBTQ
community. Interracial.
We talked about interracial relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we even extend marriage.
The
LGBTQ
community.
Right. Yeah. And online with the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
You guys should pay us. We did a great job.
And then the callers we had.
Those are some amazing callers. Thank you guys again.
Yeah, thank you, our callers.
You guys are the ones that keep us on the air.
For sure.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We are.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night.
Awesome.